Melt the clouds of sin and sadness. Drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of eternal gladness, fill us with the light of day. You are the one who saves. You are the one who saves. You are the one who sends. Lift us from. Jesus, you are my rescue. I give you everything I am. Oh, I give it to you, Lord. Jesus, you are my rescue. Jesus, you are my rescue. I give you everything I am. Sing it again. Jesus, you are my rescue.
Jesus, you.
Last Sunday of the year, he takes our sins away. They're in the past. He separated them as far as the east is from the west. And as we go in to a new year, fresh and clean in the Lord. So great song. It's good to have you with us. Also this morning, we're reading through Proverbs, and we're in Proverbs 2. And if you have your Bibles or if you just want to listen, I'm not sure. I think it's on, will be on the overhead as well. Didn't tell Stephanie, so she might not have it up there, but she might. So why don't you turn to your Bibles? It's a book of wisdom, 31 Proverbs, most likely 31 days in the week, sometimes 30. But you can read a proverb a day, and it's really keeps us in line with the Lord. So Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if you will receive my sayings and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the way of the godly ones. Then you will discern righteousness and justice and equity in every good course. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you. Understanding will watch over you. to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the path of uprightness, who walk in the ways of darkness, who delight in doing evil and rejoice in perversity of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways, to deliver you from the strange woman, from the adulteress who flatters with her words, that leaves the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death, and her tracks lead to the dead. None who go to her return again, nor do they reach the path of life. So you will walk in the way of good men and keep to the path of righteousness. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted from it. Father, we thank you that you just really make black, black, white, white, right, right, and wrong, wrong. You just really cut a path, Lord, for us and cut a furrow for the side of righteousness and walking in your wisdom and truth and understanding, Lord, and then the other side that we walked in before we were Christians. And so, Lord, we thank you for your wisdom. Lord, I pray that it would not just be heard, but it would take root in our heart and we would walk in your ways. So, Lord, bless this last Sunday of 2018. Lord, I pray that we would be attentive to your word, and I pray that we would worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
set up to Lord. Straining.
with us. Lord, we thank you that you are with us this morning. Where two or more are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of us. God with us, Emmanuel. Lord, we don't want to just celebrate on Christmas you. We want to celebrate you forever and all eternity. So this morning we sing to you because you are a good, good Father.
You're a good, good Father.
Who you are.
God bless you.